रामाय राम पुत्राय रामचंद्राय वेद श्री रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. आरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 63, द कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ रामास लैमेंट. रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. द लॉस ऑफ सीता एंड हिज कांस्टेंट थॉट्स ऑफ हर हाइटेंड हिज पैशन एंड ग्रीफ. लक्ष्मण सफर्ड नो लेस टू सी हिज बिलव्ड ब्रदर सो. This redoubled his grief, and with streaming eyes and hot sighs, he gave way to despair and began to bewail her afresh. The worlds below and above do not hold a sinner like myself. The never-ceasing billows of grief shatter my heart and intellect. My sins must have been terrible and past count in former births, else this eternal round of sorrow can never fall to the lot of man. The loss of my throne, the separation from my mother and kin, and the death of my father did but go to increase the torrent of my grief. Yet hard toil and fatigue smothered them since I came to these lonely woods. But now the loss of my beloved has fanned it into a blazing fire and have burned horribly. Sita, my heart's love, is but a girl, very timid and generous to a fault. How she would have cried out of fear and called upon me as the Rakshasas bore her through the air. Her lovely breasts that used to be covered with the red sandalwood paste, Lohita, would now be smeared with gore and repulsive to the eye. I cannot bear to think of the beauty of her face set in its dark lustrous curls and her sweet and gentle and soul-stirring voice. Like the moon in the cruel grip of Rahu, how that face would have suffered in the cruel grasp of the Rakshasas. Priceless garlands and necklace shine around the neck of Sita, whose heart is bound up in me. Alas, the fierce Rakshasas would have fallen upon her in her loneliness, bit into her soft throat and drunk off her blood. The pride of my presence and protection in the cruel grip of the monsters, the boundless forest, but deepening her loneliness, she would have cast her frightened glances all around and seeing us not, would have cried piteously. Lakshmana, at this very spot, on the banks of River Godavari, I have spent hours of indescribable bliss with my beloved Sita, lost to everything else. The tyrant memory would marshal them before me but too faithfully. This place is dreary and repulsive to me, but then it was unspeakably dear. My heart was tall with pride. No man loved as I love Sita. And that I was matchless in the art of winning the soul of my beloved woman. But Sita humbled my spirit in these very points. At Ayodhya we lived in the midst of kin and friends and could not drink free of the cup of pleasure. But here in these lonely forests, with no restraint upon us, we give full reins to our heart's desires. This Godavari, the most sacred of rivers, is very dear to my beloved. Would she have come here? But she was never used to coming here without me. Would she, with her face like the lotus and eyes like its petals, have gone somewhere else to gather those flowers? Yet she would not go alone. Countless birds warble sweetly in this flower-crowned grove. Perhaps she might be hereabouts. Not so. She's too timid to come here alone. Oh, son! You are an eternal witness to the good and the evil deeds of all creatures and the words, true or false. Where has my beloved gone? Has someone forced her away? I am quivering with agony of grief. Speak straight. Oh, Vayu, there is nothing in all the worlds you know not. Is my wife a prisoner in the hands of someone, or dead, or lost in the woods? Speak true. Thus beside himself with grief, weak and exhausted, he raved on senseless. Whereat Lakshmana could not contain his sorrow. But it was utterly impolitic, nay dangerous, to betray his feelings then. So Lakshmana steadied himself with a mighty effort and said, Brother dear, What has become of all the noble excellences inborn in you? Enough of grief. Take heart. Let us search these words again. Great minds and strong never give way to despair under the direst of calamities. But Rama turned a deaf ear to the consolations of Lakshmana of boundless fortitude. He abandoned himself to his grief, lost heart, and began to lament afresh. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahani Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.